The glory of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Himself, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We invite you here. We ask you to reveal yourself to us as only you can. Wonderful Jesus, we are so grateful for everything that you're doing now and that you've done, for dying for us. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge you are God. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God. That's what man was born to do. The chief end of man is to know God. A great man of God said that. I think that's a great way to say it. Is just to know Him, and that's eternal life. When someone meets and is born of the Holy Spirit, He's the only one that they will ever want. The only thing they will ever want. Nothing else even compares or comes close to the Lord Himself. And again, when I say He, the Holy Spirit, He is Jesus. He is the Father. But there is a difference, and there is a difference. And that's an eternal revelation. Jesus was very clear in talking about His Father. You know, amen. But Jesus is the one who makes it all possible. And He is, literally, He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. But He's God Almighty too, this is just so glorious. And the Holy Spirit, God Almighty. This is like, wow, this is incredible. And when we find Him, we realize it is a celebration. We can celebrate. And but I want to get to the heart of this whole thing, the glory of the Lord. Here's a verse in Ezekiel 43, verse 2. It says, "Behold, the glory of God, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with His glory." The whole earth. You imagine how God is so powerful, so awesome, so glorious, so wonderful. And His glory is the answer for us. We all have challenges, and it's very hard living on the earth. We know that. There's challenges. We're going to have challenges and valleys sometimes, and sometimes more mountains, moving up the mountain. But when we know Him, everything changes. Because we realize that there's this, you know, when we find Him and His glory, His majesty and beauty, and His, the best way I can explain it is contained within all Him and His glory is every wonderful thing that a human being wants, needs, desires, longs for, hopes for. We all want joy and happiness, peace, harmony. All these things, and He provides them. A practical thing is, and I'm judging myself, when we sin, when we don't forgive people, when we don't put Him first, you know, then we grieve Him and we miss out on the glory of the Lord and knowing Him and going deeper. You know, we miss out. But He's merciful. You know, And He's not going to make anyone seek Him. That's what's amazing, you know. practical matters that I've been emphasizing, we can intercede. We can have a ministry. We don't have to have all the quote-unquote bells and whistles of having a ministry, and having a nonprofit and, all of these, and staff and all these things. You yourself, no matter who you are, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ today and every day, you can have seeking Him and knowing Him and then doing what He tells you to do. That's ministry. And that's, He may call you into one of the fivefold ministries: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. He might call you into one of the ministries that's mentioned in Corinthians: administrations, the ministry of helps. There's ministry of music, intercession. Glory to God. You can intercede. God's not looking for talent or education or anything. He's just looking for willing vessels who will, and if He calls someone to intercede, they can stand in the gap. They can intercede for people, ministries, nations, cities. Amen. Let's pray right now. Father, we pray for Israel. We bless Israel. We ask You to send out laborers to Your harvest. Continue to send out laborers to Your harvest in Israel and Jerusalem. Amen. And give them the anointing. Give them money and finances, which that's what it takes to proclaim the gospel. You can't do it it takes finances, especially online, to reach people online in Hebrew and in their language. Amen, that they'll find Jesus Christ. And we pray for the Middle East. We know that there's revival going on there. So, amen, amen. The glory of the Lord. How important this is. This has to be the most important decision for every person on the earth. It has to be. What other decision's more important than this? If somebody can come up with a decision that's more important than the decision between God and self, between Jesus and self, for every person, we want to know what it is. Email it to us at hello@wonderreality.org. Because someone's eternal destiny depends on it. Heaven or hell? Heaven, filled with the glorious splendor of God's majesty, filled with His presence, His glory. Hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. God withdrew Himself from hell, so there's nothing good there. Nothing good. In fact, there's fire and all things that are horrible that a human being is just the worst that you can imagine. That's what hell is like. And so people, this is perhaps the biggest objection people have to the gospel. If they hear the whole story, okay, 95% of the story, or a certain percentage, or 99.999% or 100% is it's God. God loves the world. That's the gospel. It's God's love story for the world. Sending His Son, giving His Son to the world. Yesterday, today, and forever. In so many ways we can never comprehend what that means. And the proof, of course, is that Jesus came and died for the world. God's love story for the world. But contained within the gospel is the other side. That's what you may call it. In fact, in Exodus, I believe that God even says, when He describes Himself and gives His attributes, the Lord, this is Exodus 34, famous passage. He says the Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, slow to anger, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and children's children to the third and fourth generation. that reveals his mercy, is that he stops it at the third and the fourth generation, and he'll stop it at the first if someone repents. Amen. But there's the other side. And so it's common sense that let's just look at it from any person's perspective in the world. Anyone. It's common sense. We had nothing to do with being here on the earth. And we have nothing to do with even surviving for 1 second. We do a lot of things to survive, right, and to live, but it's just common sense. If anyone wants to argue against that, they're a fool, okay? For 1 second, God, if he withdrew his hand, every person on the earth would die, okay? So there's all this abundant evidence that there's a higher power and that there's, and God's made it abundantly clear that someone should simply give their life back to this higher power. And that's salvation. When somebody says, I don't understand things, I don't see God, but I'm going to, and they realize, I'm just going to, you know, God, I give you my life. I ask you into my life. That's salvation. They don't have to hear the gospel, you understand. But my point is, with all that I just said, you know, we had nothing to do with being here or surviving for even 1 second. There is much more beyond this earthly existence. Every person knows that. Every person knows all that I've just said. Even if they don't admit it, they know and understand these things, and they know that one day they're going to die. And that something's going to happen. And they also believe in spiritual, intangible things like love, goodness, and many, many more, all of which God created and gives them. So they believe in spiritual, intangible things. All of this makes it abundantly clear that eternity is in their heart. Eternity. Many people would deny this, right? You know, and when you, I don't really bring this up with people, but we know they deny this, they would debate this until they die. They would disagree, debate. I remember Reinhard Bonnke said in one of his messages, he said, people fire all these questions at God. They just fire questions at him. He said, we cannot cross-question the Almighty God. It's foolish to do that. And the central thing is, here's what's fascinating. The central thing is they've chosen self instead of God. That's the heart of it. In fact, Reinhard Bonnke even said that. He said the ultimate sin is self-will. That's the cause of all the things that they believe in that are other than the only true God. All of their questions, all of their objections, everything, it boils down to that simple cause of all that, is that they've chosen self instead of God. Boom. Okay, so the tragedy is, if they continue in that, I'm just going to say it, if they die, they will go to hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels forever, with no way out. Forever. And people, even Christians, would object to this. I may say something in this message that's controversial, that I don't mind, because I'm just going to say it. Many Christians would object to this completely. So let me kind of put it another way that's even more, it is challenging to hear. We don't want to hear it. But even someone who doesn't hear the gospel, they never hear about Jesus Christ, if they choose self instead of God, they even will end up in the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I mean, this is just, this is too way beyond what we can understand. And that's a central part of salvation, is realizing that the only true God and this whole universe that He's created and everything that's so beyond us, and too wonderful and too deep and profound and too much going on that we don't see, and too much in the past, the eternity past. For example, God creating billions upon billions of angels, a third of whom rebelled and are now in Tartarus in the middle of the earth. They're in prison, and they will and that Lucifer was the leader, is the leader of that, of those angels. I mean, this is beyond us, so beyond us. You understand? I mean, just unbelievably beyond us, beyond anything. And so the answer is humbling ourselves before God and just saying, God, I don't understand things. I don't see you, but I want to know you. And I whatever it takes to know you, I ask you to reveal yourself to me. I ask you into my life, and I give you my life. That's salvation. And that person, even though they've never heard about Jesus Christ, they can be saved and they'll end up in heaven. It's that simple. So this is important to understand, because to think that even many Christians would object to this. I've spoken to Christians and Catholics. They don't believe in a literal hell. And they certainly don't believe, you know, what I've just said, that if somebody never hears the gospel, if they choose self, they'll end up in hell also. I mean, and to think if Christians and Catholics, many of them don't believe this, well, the world, they certainly don't. And so let's look at the big picture. I want to move on, but it's important to understand believers are in the minority for sure. I was thinking about the stats yesterday. Let's just get right down to the actual stats that we can find in world statistics, world population statistics. There's about, this is true, you can look this up. There's about 2% of the world, really it's like 1.5% of the world, or 2% or less, would be classified as Pentecostal, charismatic, spirit-filled. That's the spirit-filled Christians and Catholics. Less than 2%. And if you've heard my recent messages, most believers stay in the born-again phase, and so technically they don't get spirit-filled, they don't meet the Holy Spirit, so they're not going to have the fire of, you know, this glorious gospel, this wonderful Lord Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. They just don't get it. And nothing can change them except their choice to move into the second phase and the Holy Spirit touching them. That's the only thing. Okay, so you think about that, and it's like 25, let's be generous and say it's about 30% of the world are classified as Catholics, Christians. 30%. It's probably less than that. Let's just be generous and say that all those people are saved. It's about 30%. But we know that that's probably not true. So you look at that. I mean, that's the way the world is. Even when we go, I'm in a Christian nation. When I go to some event or some public place, most of the people there are probably not saved. And they are against this glorious gospel. How tragic that is. We know ourselves. We ourselves were like that before God saved us. He's the one who saved us. Jesus saved us. The Holy Spirit touched us. We didn't, you know, it's this glorious divine mystery of God working in man, but yet man makes the decision. Amen. But I'm emphasizing this about to get our expectation ready, to realize the reality of what Jesus revealed, that most people don't get saved, and there's going to be persecution. I'm thinking of a great man of God, one of the greatest, who has one of the biggest ministries in the world. He's been persecuted so much, he's gotten death threats. He's even said, if I knew how much persecution there'd be and how difficult, I would not have accepted this. But we it's a privilege to serve the Lord, to proclaim the gospel in any way that we can. So I'll finish up with that. I encourage you, just continue. If you're saved, continue on seeking the Lord with your whole heart, seeking ministry, and any way that you can fulfill your ministry, just do it. I don't care how you get there, just get there. That's what someone said one time, which is quite brilliant. I don't care how you get there, just get there. And then, if you're not saved, receive Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, just receive the Holy Spirit. Move right into the today, right now. He's available. His glory is available. He wants you to have that. The glory of the Lord. The only true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. When we get this revelation from the Holy Spirit, everything changes. It's to think that we are now in Him, that His presence and glory is all throughout all the earth, and now that we're in Him eternally. Someone, when they know Him, they will live forever in His glory. Amen. Amen.